President John Mahama has underlined the need for sacrifice to accelerate development in all aspects of national life. He said the example set by South African national hero and anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela should be emulated by all Ghanaians, especially those in public service. President Mahama was speaking at a special memorial service organized by Action Chapel for Nelson Mandela. Anita Weskin and Irama Prempeh were there in a father's report.
The late Nelson Mandela, whose funeral was held last month, was described as one of the greatest persons to have walked this earth. His strength of character, addiction to principles, the spirit of reconciliation and forgiving disposition were some of his key attributes which made him a global icon and attracted one of the biggest gathering of world leaders at his funeral. The special memorial service at Action Chapel International therefore brought together a large crowd as well as dignitaries including President Mahama, former President Jerry John Rawlings, the Chief of Staff at the Office of the President Prosper Banny, and South Africa's High Commissioner to Ghana, Madame Jeanette Tokozili Ndlovu. President Mahama noted that sacrifice shall never be undervalued in nation building if Ghana is to realize the goal of rapid development.
When we talk about Mandela and the struggle against apartheid, it was a very far distant reflection for us. It didn't touch our lives, so we don't know the reality of it. But for those who lived it, it was the most inhumane government ever, or system of governance that ever existed. I always say we must not just eulogize Mandela, but we must learn from his life. We love our country. I was prepared to sacrifice, not even our life, just a little discomfort for our country. Those are the questions we should ask ourselves as we look at Mandela's principles. And so, when I say we must not just eulogize him, we must learn his principles and his life and live by them. He was not one to boast in self-adulation. And on many occasions, when the adulation and adoration and praises got too much, he was always quick to remind people that I did not achieve this alone.
The Archbishop of Action Chapel International, Duncan Williams, stressed the need for forgiveness, reconciliation, and respect for humanity.
What are some of the examples we can learn from the Diva? He taught us how to forgive, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The value he held pass on to, and he lived it. He didn't just profess it, confess it. He lived it. He demonstrated forgiveness. It's not a forgotten memory. It was what he taught us.
The Zimbabwe High Commissioner, Mrs. Pavelene Senklai Musaka, urged all to make an impact wherever they find themselves in the world.
A report by Anita Weskin and Irama Prempeh.